Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Today's gas prices are uncomfortably high for most Americans. The national average cost for a regular gallon of gas was $4.19 as of April 4th, 2022, according to AAA. A month earlier, that same gallon would have been under $4. A year earlier, it would have been under $3. The one bit of good news, such high prices don't last forever. Gas prices regularly fluctuate. The nation's all-time high price technically came on March 11th of 2022, when gas hit a national average of $4.33 per gallon. That price is dwarfed by the prices seen at the pump in July of 2008. They hit $4.11, which equals $5.30 in today's money. But this was just before the onset of the global financial crisis sent gas prices plunging. But as recently as 1998, gas was just $1.06 per gallon, which equates to $1.86 when adjusted for inflation, the lowest price since 1929. Though during the 1970s, when there were a number of gas shortages, the highest average price for gas was 86 cents a gallon, or $3.53 when adjusted for inflation. There are a lot of factors that contribute to the price of gas. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Andrew Gross, a AAA national spokesperson. He said, the cost of oil accounts for 55% of what you pay at the pump. Another 14% comes from refining costs, 16% is marketing and distribution, and the last 15% is taxes. The price of crude oil, the main driver in gas costs, depends upon many factors, but the main one is simple: supply and demand. When there's a lot of oil out there, prices drop. When there's not enough oil to meet demand, prices rise. The world's oil supply is controlled by oil-producing nations, including the U.S., but also by OPEC, a cartel of 13 oil-producing nations clustered in Africa, the Middle East, and South America. The recent surge in gas prices is partly due to Russia's late February invasion of Ukraine, which has spooked the global oil market. But prices were already climbing before the invasion due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Back in 2020, when COVID first emerged, the pandemic caused an enormous drop in demand as people stopped traveling. This left oil producers with a large surplus, so they cut back production. More recently, with COVID vaccinations and boosters readily available in the U.S. and many other countries, demand for gas is rising as homebound citizens are eager to resume travel. Yet oil producers are leery about quickly ratcheting up production to meet this demand. The pandemic is still here, for one thing. Plus, there are major uncertainties about the situation in Ukraine. Producers do not want to get stuck with another surplus on hand. While the cost of gas is rising across the United States, comparing prices between the states is jarring. California's prices are the highest in the nation, averaging $5.85 per gallon statewide as of March 21st of 2022. That same day, Kansas posted the lowest statewide average, $3.77. A part of these price differentials come from state gas taxes, which in 2022 ranged from 8 cents per gallon in Alaska to 51.1 cents in California, where environmental requirements for its fuel blends help drive up the cost. A state's location within the U.S. also plays a huge role in determining fuel costs. States that are closer to refineries and pipelines, which are clustered in the South, have lower gas transportation costs and thus pay less than those states that are farther away. Western states are hit especially hard, as they're far away from refineries, and their oil needs to flow through pipelines crossing the Rocky Mountains, an expensive undertaking. But consider the rest of the world. European countries such as Germany and the Netherlands were charging $9.12 and $9.20 per gallon of gas on March 14th of 2022. And in Hong Kong, the world's most expensive place to get gas, the price was a whopping $10.98 per gallon. The citizens in some of the world's oil-rich countries luck out, though. Iran, Libya, and Venezuela were charging their citizens a pittance for gas, between 10 and 19 cents per gallon as of March 14th of 2022. The reasons for the world's wild gas price differentials are similar to those facing the U.S. Prices differ depending on how far the oil is traveling and the strength of a country's trade structures, for example. Plus, many industrialized nations tax their gas at a much higher rate than the U.S. Here, the federal gas tax has been 0.184 cents per gallon since 1993. European Union countries, in contrast, must levy a minimum gas tax of 36 euros per liter. That equals about $1.55 per gallon. And similar to how American states add their own taxes, so do many countries in the European Union. The highest gas tax in the EU is in the Netherlands, at 0.81 euros per liter, or $3.51 per gallon. However, right now, no one knows how long this upward trend will last. Gross said, "We haven't had a major European land war in 75 years, much less in the middle of a pandemic. OPEC and others are still producing oil at less than pre-pandemic levels. There are a lot of questions out there." Most experts warn that gas prices will likely continue to rise as we are nearing the summer season, which is when gas is reformulated to ward against the excess evaporation that can occur when temperatures warm, a pricey process. Yet, they say that sky-high prices won't last forever, because if they climb too excessively, the economy will falter and demand will plunge along with the price. In the meanwhile, the best way to save gas is to limit your usage. But because walking or biking to work or the store isn't always possible, here are a few things that everyone can do to use less fuel. First, obey speed limits. Above 50 miles an hour or so, driving faster uses more gas. Going 75 miles an hour on the highway instead of 65 miles an hour can cost you 6 to 7 more miles per gallon, according to Consumer Reports. That means losing 100 miles of driving per every 15-gallon tank. Also, drive smoothly. Putting the pedal to the metal eats up gas, as do hard braking and sharp turns. Next, keep your tires inflated. Tires lose pressure over time, and when they're below recommended levels, you can lose about 15% of your car's fuel efficiency. Also, if you can, ditch any exterior hardware and empty out your trunk to remove excess weight. Also, don't idle. It takes less gas to restart your car than to have it idle for more than a minute or two. And finally, combine trips. Waiting not only cuts down on the number of miles driven, but reduces fuel consumption, as warm engines are more efficient than cold ones. Today's episode is based on the article, What's the Most Americans Have Ever Paid for Gas? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Melanie Redzicki McManus. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.